This is the show.
The idea that Democrats want to raise taxes is just unfounded.
At ToddTaxpayer.com. The Nevada Vision Shakedown Group continues with a personal introduction by Chairman Lang. You know, I'm actually being rude. It's Chairman Dr. Robert Lang, tenured published sociology professor at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, head of the Lindsay Institute, and of Brookings Mountain West, the Las Vegas office of the Brookings Institute in Washington, D.C., the new jet set in Las Vegas. Now, I've been publicly critical, you know, not about Dr. Lang per se, because I don't know the gentleman. Clearly, he's very educated, and although I do believe he is, you know, somewhat of a dominating personality in any setting, I think that's just in his nature. You know, it doesn't have anything to do with Nevada or anything like that. It's just in his nature to take over the conversation. He's the PhD. He's the think tank guy. And this is the new jet set in Las Vegas. You know, since the tourists don't come around anymore, you know, Paris Hilton, she didn't have the money for that. You know, before he even set foot in a classroom, right after he got off the plane at McCarran International Airport, he went straight to the Nevada Vision Stakeholders Group to be its chairman. You know, according to Democrat Senate Majority Leader Stephen Horsford, nobody else in the entire state of Nevada was qualified to come up with an academic reason to raise current taxes and create new taxes except Dr. Lang. Now, instead of taking the time to, you know, introduce himself in a press release or some bio, or even at the first meeting in some detail, he decided to wait until the last meeting, or what was supposed to be the last meeting. You know, like all big government projects, this one's going to take longer and cost more. That's why it's called the Nevada Vision Stakeholders Group. Okay, it's kind of a precursor for the tax and value system they're going to put forward. And so without mentioning my name directly, which is fine, hey, I don't want the credit, Chairman Lang did respond to the criticism I've raised about these issues. And here's what he said.
Let's just even, you know, talk about, obviously, we've had our media splash. It would be good if we had finished our work before we got media. That'd be nice. You know, I've been in the public policy world for, you know, maybe 20 years. I'm sort of used to criticism. I'm used to more precise criticism, I should say, honestly. But I'm used to criticism. And usually, you know, you get a chance to finish something. It's not somebody writes it several months in advance and hits a send button on the thing. Also, I'd like to clarify something about my residence. I'm not a Virginian. Actually, I never really thought of myself as a Virginian anyway. I'm from New York, New Jersey. I'm a Giants fan. I never rooted for the Redskins, to be honest. I just couldn't get into the Redskins. Sorry about that. Rob's a big Redskins fan. You know, I'm from Brooklyn originally. I grew up in northern New Jersey. But now I'm in Nevada, and I work at UNLV. I'm the Brookings manager of the project, but I'm a UNLV employee. I'm actually the UNLV director of the Brookings Mountain West and the permanent director of the Lindsay Institute. So I'm here. My family, my son asked me, he said, hey, you know, how long are we going to live here? He's 8. I said, you're going to graduate high school. I'm also tenured, so you're stuck with me. So, you know, I plan on actually finishing my career here. I picked this place. I'm a migrant like so many other migrants. I actually liked what I saw, and I knew a lot about it ahead of time because I had been a student of this region. And I wasn't just a student of this region, I was a fan of this region. And it's apparent because I moved here. In fact, the criticism I've gotten is that I'm an apologist for American suburbs, for big Sunbelt cities. I'm on record in books like Bloomberg's as saying, I don't think we should make a bunch of little Bostons out here. I think this place has its own organic sense of place and that we, you know, ought to work in that frame. It has a different structure of governance. I spent a whole chapter in that book on governance. I spent multiple pages on how weird Clark County is, how interesting it is, and how light the government could be out here because of volunteerism in the form of homeowners associations. And I took a lot of criticism. I have a lot of Eastern friends who find it strange and fanciful that I might live in such a place. And they said, you know, when you were writing about it, you were a fan of it, of course, but you you moved there, which meant that you affirmed that interest in it. And again, you know, I, as a kid from the East and seeing the West, it's like the old spirit of the West. You know, East I go by force, West I go free. I feel freer here. And I don't want to bring big government to the West. My wife, by the way, well, only your spouse knows your politics, really. My wife sees this stuff. She laughs. She's like, my God, you complained about taxes in Virginia. You know, it's not like I'm looking to really, you know, bring New Jersey to Nevada. I got out of New Jersey.
Not bad for a blogger who's supposed to be out volunteering, eh? You know, I appreciate everything the chairman said. And frankly, once again, it's not a criticism of Dr. Lang per se. He is a very learned gentleman, you know? I think the point is, why is this man the chair of something so important to the state of Nevada? He just got here. Now, many members of the Nevada Vision Stakeholders Group rushed to Chairman Lang's defense, claiming it's good to have an outsider as the person leading the way to raise taxes in Nevada.
And frankly, I applauded the fact that Dr. Lang was not a Nevadan or not a long-term Nevadan. We have plenty of Nevada years around this table. And I thought the new perspective, both academically and from other environments, were a positive so that Dr. Lang could lead this group, not dominate this group, which he has not done. So I think that it was an advantage, not a disadvantage, that Dr. Lang brought what he brings to the table.
Sylvia Young, I too would like to thank Dr. Lang for your leadership. And let me start off by saying, and parroting many of the others, thank you to Dr. Lang.
The one thing I do, however, want to replicate is to express appreciation to Chairman Lang for his leadership here. I'm like Pete. I actually think that the fact that you came to this as a neutral party, I love the fact that you're a committed Nevadan. I love the fact that you're here now. But that neutrality, I think, has helped us go a very, very long way in a very efficient way. And I for one, want to also acknowledge my appreciation.
Just to reinforce the comments about Chairman Lang, I think that many of us have made the comment that having that independent perspective, but also having the Brookings background has really helped to elevate the level of dialogue that we have. I mean, that outside perspective, I think, helps us to see beyond where we are, and I think that perspective has been really helpful to this conversation. Also, he's now been here three times as long as when we started these meetings. So he's quickly becoming.
When we finish, it may be like I'm a long-term resident
or native.
In addition to thanking you, I also want to thank the members of the committee. It's been certainly my privilege to be with such a thoughtful and deliberative and really dedicated group of people. So I did want to say that.
Oh boy, can you hear all this backslapping and congratulations? You know, these people really have nothing to be proud about. A backwards process of writing the executive summary before the underlying document is even completed, or even the facts in the document have been established. You know, at the sociology department at the University of Las Vegas, do they accept term papers a month late with an excuse of, oh, because it's too important, unquote? You know, if it was important, they would have gotten the work done. Okay? That's what PhD professors like Dr. Lang always say. They don't accept work late. And if you don't graduate, tough. Of course, those kind of rules don't apply to the Nevada Vision Stakeholders Group because what they are doing is so important. And the chair just simply decided that's the way it was going to be. You know, most of the members of this group were expecting to stay all day long at this meeting. But instead of telling everyone that the day before, Dr. Lang waited until the meeting was starting to let everyone know they just wasted the entire afternoon. Nice work. You know, let me see if I can explain this so that everybody understands. If someone in, let's say, Brooklyn, decided to hire me to run their political campaign. And after just 2 weeks, they won that race. And I was chosen to lead a discussion on cutting welfare. and I pushed my values on people I don't even know. Okay? After living in their town for such a short time. What do you think the reaction would be? What would the level of trust be? Now, remember, we're talking about Brooklyn now, not Las Vegas. You know, they don't get blinded by all the razzle-dazzle back there, trust me. You know, my fellow Nevadans, it's not the first time someone has moved to our state thinking they know so much more than the rest of us. And just like others who've chosen that same path to our neighborhood, Dr. Lang will eventually figure it out. You know, to fully understand everything about this relationship between Brookings Mountain West and the University of Las Vegas, I have put in a request for information with Chancellor Dan Klaich of NSHE, is the code word they use. And it's going to be very interesting to see what they are willing to share, how much money is being spent, and where that money is coming from. Yes. That will be interesting.
You've been listening to The Show at ToddTaxpayer.com.
Am I done? Am I finished?
If you have something to say, call 877-932-4WEB. That's 877-932-4932. And leave a comment for The Show.
There was a shoebox with a phone book in it.
And the kick in the can thing.
Okay.
No one envisioned.
The Show at ToddTaxpayer.com.